guys, welcome back to Live from the Millie, episode 3. And this week we have
very special guests, apart from Eric being back.
I'm here.
Welcome back, Eric.
Welcome back, Eric.
Thanks.
We have
thanks,
our friend Rona and friend Christy. You know?
Hello.
Hey.
And this week is a special segment.
Should I say?
Yeah,
because Xavier's
on...
not.
Oh my god!
He's gonna hear this.
Oh my god!
Like, his self-esteem's gonna drop even lower.
First of all,
Sorry,
it's 10:44.
It's ten. Yeah, it's late at night.
He can't come out after 9, so it's all right.
We all know that.
All right. That's enough.
But besides that, there's a special segment from when me and I can drop the first names, right?
They're all common names.
Yeah, so except for your name.
Yeah.
But it's okay. Yeah, so, you know.
Now you're here.
So me and several friends recently went on a trip down to SoCal to visit my other friend down there for his 21st birthday. And we stayed in... So, Bobby. Bobby is one of the friends that went down with us.
He's mainly the main podcast.
Yeah. and basically,
podcast is kind of just for him.
Yeah. Basically, the story is...
shout out to you, Bobby.
Yeah, shout out to Bobby. But the focus of the story is pretty much about him. So we went down there for Kevin's 21st, but we stayed at Bobby's uncle's mansion. And, you know, his uncle is a really nice dude. You know, he lets us, like, drink his alcohol, stuff like that, right? But that night... it was...
When night was it? Was it when you guys first got there?
It was Valentine's Day nights. We just... During
Friday?
14th.
It was 14th?
Saturday. Yeah.
So, earlier that night, you know, we went to DTF, downtown Fullerton, to, you know, hopefully get some free drinks. But the bars in Fullerton, not so great. They didn't give Kevin anything for free, even though it was his 21st.
Cheap ass.
He has a penis, that's
why. Hey, Bobby also has a penis. When he went to Davis, he got a whole bunch of free drinks.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, anyway, yeah, the DTF wasn't that great, but we did end up going back to... Huh?
I was gonna say, did Bobby date fade with Kevin, or was that just Kevin?
No, I think that was Kevin.
Just Kevin?
Some of them also drank, but that's whatever. Yeah. We can say that for later, because that wasn't as crazy as this
okay.
stuff. Okay, so...
All right, so go on.
Yeah, so after downtown Fullerton, we came back to the house, and then we just started, you know, drinking with friends, because it was his 21st, of course, so... and his uncle has like tons of alcohol. Like,
oh wait, let's describe his house.
So, well, okay, yeah, okay. So
please
since
do.
So it, basically, Bobby's Bobby's uncle is very well off. He has a mansion. You don't need to know where it is, but it's in a nice place.
It's up. It's in the hills.
Yeah, it's in a nice place. So he lives next to the tap out guy.
Oh, okay. So
tap out guy.
Yeah,
a small group of friends. Has gone to this uncle's house before for a 4th of July thing. And this dude's house is massive. He has an elevator in his house.
that's something.
And he lives next to the guy who invented Tap Out.
Or, like, yeah, the guy who started
it. I might give out too much.
That's all right.
Man, who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows where that guy is?
No one knows where he lives.
I don't know who
Someone
that guy is.
Someone might know where...
Elias might.
Elias might. But
fuck
whatever.
Fuck, where's Tap Out? All right.
Yes.
This guy has an amazing house.
Yeah, so it's...
And he's super nice.
So it's... Let's see. You walk in.
You walk into the foyer.
Yeah, basically,
so
yeah.
Fancy.
Let's see. That's one... That's...
You mean the foyer?
The foyer.
So, let's see. You walk... you can go downstairs. He has an office in his... An office that... it's right next to the garage. And the garage is like his... You know, his
man cave.
Yeah, his man cave, basically. Like, this guy is decked out with so much L.A. stuff. Like, he has a basketball sign by Kobe Bryant. He has a whole bunch of, like, season tickets and stuff. He has, like, USC Pride everywhere. He has a USC, I think their championship year or something. It's signed by, like, the members of the football team. He has, like, a whole bunch of stuff. And... memorabilia. Like, his liquor, his hard liquor is like I remember Kevin. So Kevin was a birthday boy. he was like, oh yeah, there's a whole bunch of like...
Oh, you just said his... Okay.
Well, you said
Kevin B. Our friend.
Well, Kevin...
Okay, I mean, dude.
I didn't say Kevin...
He's gonna be on the show.
Yeah, eventually. I said Kevin is the birthday boy. It's fine.
Okay, yeah, that's fine.
But yeah, so he... There's
Then again, if you said his last name, it could be anyone.
Yeah, oh my God, exactly. Yeah. Exactly, yeah. It doesn't matter. We literally, just from
our group... Now you guys are giving up too much.
But anyway, so he wanted to try a whole bunch of liquor, like black label stuff. What was it? Red label,
gold
label, platinum label, double black label, which is all like really expensive alcohol. Like they're in the hundreds of dollars. And then,
yo, this was Kevin's idea.
No.
What? We didn't drink.
I mean, like, no, we did drink that stuff.
You drank the platinum stuff.
We drank the stuff. Yeah, his uncle said we can drink anything except for his Japanese alcohol, which he was saving for his friends and his wife and his girlfriend's. Bottle of.
I thought he said all that stuff over there. Off limits.
No, he said all that stuff you can drink, just don't drink those the two, Japanese right? stuff and the stuff that his girlfriend. But like, yeah, so we tried everything. We went all out, and we like it was.
I didn't do that.
It was crazy, but yeah, his uncle is like super balling. Bobby said his uncle, one time, like got into a minor accident. It was like a fender bender. And then he decided to sell his whatever vehicle he was driving at the time, and he bought a Range Rover. So you know that's just. Like, to give you an idea of how rich he is. But anyway, so his uncle let us, basically he gave us the man grip, and then he was like, you guys can, you know, have your fun, do whatever you want. Just, you know, like, enjoy your time here, right? So, you know, the night started off pretty normal. We, Kevin brought his cousin, and his cousin's favorite drink is... apparently Bacardi 151, which tastes like shit.
The shit is fucking 75%
fucking alcohol. There's a warning on the bottle that says it's flammable. That's how, like, it's so disgusting. So it feels like drinking fire.
What?
But his cousin was like, what? His cousin's name is Johnny. So Johnny was like, all right, guys, let's take birthday shots for the birthday boy. So everyone took a shot.
Wait, hold on. Is Johnny the guy from that
John Bravo?
Oh my god.
Was he at
No. That was a different guy.
Yeah.
This guy
that was like Kevin's cousin too, right?
Yeah. But this guy,
like, he was passed out after like
a hour. I know. That guy's name was Donnie.
Donnie
and Johnny.
Okay, I'm getting mixed
up.
Okay.
Yeah, two different cousins. But so Johnny was like, alright, let's take birthday shots for the birthday boy. So everyone took a shot and it was disgusting. No one wants to drink anymore. Kevin didn't want to drink anymore. I didn't want to drink anymore. But you know, Bobby, being the alcoholic that he is, was like, no, fuck it, I'm gonna keep drinking. So, you know, like,
he was
all right throughout the night. You know, he drank some beers, he would take a couple shots here and there. But then the alcohol suddenly hit him, like, and it hit him, like, really hard. He lost his balance, like, he almost fell back and, like, broke all of his uncle's shot glasses. And his uncle has some really nice shot glasses. He has some, ooh, like, I think he has some fancy ones from the U.S. Open or something that are, like, these little, like, they're miniature mugs. And they're really nice. And then he has some for, I don't know what, but they're like horns.
So you guys, like, were you guys using all the shot glasses too?
No, we didn't use the fancy ones. But he used his regular ones.
Oh, a bunch of them?
Yeah. We used the regular ones.
Oh, my God.
He came out with, like, a whole tray. I'm like, first start, there's literally 8 of us. Oh, yeah. We do not need 20 shot glasses. And then he was walking like this, and like they were like piled up, and then he kind of tipped over and he spilled like 3 of them. Hey. Like,
eh. Yeah, he was like, whatever.
And he put the rest of them on the table.
Well, it sounds like he was like a really nice host.
Yeah, he was really nice.
Yeah.
His uncle just let you guys do whatever. I'm
wondering what happened.
Yeah, so I'm trying to find
Yeah, so what? Yeah. So, all right, so when so Bobby, well. Bobby basically remembered everything up until his first cigar. Oh, by the way, his uncle also bought us cigars. So his first cigar was, you know, he was okay then. He was playing beer pong. He was drinking. His first cigar was fine. And then Johnny was like, hey, Bobby, let's keep taking more shots. So him, so Johnny, Bobby, and this other guy named Young, they all took shots with each other. And, you know, like, it was all right. But you could tell Bobby was kind of out of it. He was, like, losing his balance and stuff. And then something that happened was, we were like, Johnny was like, hey, Bobby, let's take a shot. And then we have our other friend, Kevin, let's just call him KFC. So we have another friend, KFC.
Yeah. We're already sponsored
because,
by Papa.
Because
there's... I think this started after he started dancing.
Oh, yeah. So, okay,
start
so
from there.
So, Earlier during the day, we were telling Johnny about how when Bobby gets drunk, he has a whole bunch of different dance moves. Like, you can like you can literally open up the menu and he has a move. Like, he has like a fucking full course of dance moves. Like,
is he a master chef?
Yeah, he's a master chef. He is definitely a master chef. God. And then and then we were like, and then we were thinking about other dance moves that he added to his, like, you know, repertoire. His repertoire. And then we realized that he was more like a TV and not just, you know, the cooking channel. So
I'm like, hey Bobby, twerk.
Yeah, he's so like, Bobby did the thing where like he put his hands out in front, he stuck his butt up, yeah. And he like jumped up and down. So he was trying to twerk, and then we're like, all right, no more MTV, let's see some ESPN. And then he has this dance move called the Manu Ginobili, and he has like a Michael Phelps dance move.
Oh my god.
And then we were like, oh. And then we were like, no more ESPN. Let's do the cooking channel or something. And then like in the cooking channel, you know, he has a little what was it? The chow mein? I don't know, what's he called? Like the stir fry? It's like, I think he calls it the stir fry or something. And then Johnny was like, he was like flipping through the channels, and then Bobby just kept doing dance moves, and all of a sudden he lost his balance, and then he almost fell into
So no, he
fell, but he someone caught back, him. Yeah,
and then who he
KFC. You,
damn,
oh, KFC,
because
oh, yeah.
KFC was right there, so he caught Bobby before he could fall.
He fell like this, yeah. And then, like, he hit some of the glass, so we just like away from there.
And then you know, obviously that's not going to deter Bobby from drinking more, because you know Bobby's an alcoholic. So
jinx,
you owe me a soda.
Yeah.
So Bobby just kept taking more shots, and you know. 151 is like, that's some heavy stuff. Like, it's flammable. It says on the bottle it's flammable.
Oh,
so KFC took a lighter and he lit one of them on fire, and we were like, ooh, you know, it's so nice, so fancy, right? And you know, glass is a pretty good conductor of heat, I would say, right? Glass.
Yeah,
but I mean,
if the drink is on fire, yeah. But the drink was on fire for, you know, a good amount of time. It didn't like crack the glass or anything, but it was enough to heat the glass up to where like you would burn yourself if you held it. So we blew out the fire.
Why did you just leave it on for that long?
Because I don't know. Because they're drunk and stupid.
No, they were trying to blow it out, but they had two shots. So when they blew it, it went to the other one. They blew that one, it went to the other one. They both were on fire.
Because one was for Johnny and one was for
Bobby.
Hey,
come on, they were drunk. They didn't think of separating it.
Yeah. So eventually we got both of the shot glasses, you know, like we put out the flames, and then obviously the glass is pretty hot right now because the fire has been going on for a while. And then we were like, all right, and Johnny and Bobby were like, all right, let's take a shot. So Johnny, you know, obviously he wasn't like as drunk as Bobby was. He still had, you know, he still had his wits about him. So he
wait, I'm sorry to interrupt, but what night was this? Was it the first night?
This is no,
second night.
Second night, everybody was there.
Okay.
So Johnny grabbed the bottom of the shot glass, and Bobby just grabbed the shot glass, and it burned his hand. So he was like, ah, my hand. And then he dropped the glass, and then like he got
it on the table. It
he dropped it on the table, so it was okay. But he got
a burn?
No, he got liquor everywhere. I don't know if he. Oh. Well, he did get a burn, but we'll talk about that later. So
God, there's more.
Yeah, there's a lot. So he dropped the glass. There was alcohol everywhere. We just wiped up the alcohol. We poured him another shot. And then, you know, KFC lit the thing on fire again. And then Bobby was like, oh, yeah, shot. So Johnny already took a shot. And he was like, Bobby, you have to take your shot now. And Bobby was like, all right, shot. So he grabbed the thing while it was on fire. And then he tried to drink it. And he was like, oh, this shit burns. I'm like, Bobby, this shit is on fucking fire. Of course it's gonna burn.
So, honey doesn't come from drink.
So,
Bobby, are you fucking kidding me? Right? I know you're listening to this. You're fucking kidding
Bobby,
me.
Bobby, you idiot.
Bobby, oh yeah, Bobby, that's another. That's our trip for later.
To fucking Anime Expo ruined.
Yeah, but well.
All right,
straight to anal.
So this was before it got really crazy. So this is just like pregame.
Just the beginning.
Yeah, this is the beginning. Yeah. So
oh my god.
Wow. Yeah. How long are we at right now?
This is
15 minutes.
This is gonna be a pretty long story. Almost. Yeah. This is gonna be a pretty long story. So we gave we gave Bobby another shot, and then this one wasn't on fire, so it was alright. So he drank this one, and him, Johnny, and Young, they just kept taking shots. Surprisingly, the only one that was not drunk that night was Young, and he drank a lot too. He matched Bobby and Johnny, and they're both like pretty drunk. So
blacked out.
Yeah, they both blacked out. So later that night, when Bobby was really drunk, he was just, you know, he was just sitting down. He was just chilling. He was like, Kevin, because Kevin's the birthday boy, right? So, Kevin, you're a pussy.
What?
Classic. Yeah, this classic Bobby. Classic. Because Bobby was drunk, and Kevin, you know, he didn't want to drink anymore after, because during
he had 10 shots in the morning. Because
Kevin's fucking smart.
And then,
during the morning, he got day faded, and then Kevin threw it all up, and he was like, I don't really want to drink anymore, you know, and it's, well, he would have been okay for drinking if we weren't drinking the 151, because that's disgusting. Like, I didn't want any of that.
Johnny. Wait, you guys drank 151 the first night?
Second night. We barely drank the first night because we were trying to go karaoke.
Did you?
Couldn't get in.
Yeah. But all right.
Yeah, you guys FaceTime.
That's tangent. That's another story. But yeah, so Kevin. No, we're pretty long already. I'm trying to finish the story before an hour.
Go.
So, I lost my train of thought. Thanks, Orna.
You're welcome.
So,
oh my God.
Bobby. Oh shoot!
So it was the cigar.
So they were drinking, and then Bobby was like, "Oh, Kevin, you're a pussy. I'm more drunk than the birthday boy. That's not right. You're, come on, take more shots."
He's probably calling him the N-word too.
No, he was just calling Bob. No,
he said that once.
The N-word.
He was just calling Kevin pussy and a bitch, and he was like, "Kevin, you're such a pussy. I'm more drunk than you are." And then
Johnny, you're an alcoholic, Bobby.
Yeah, Bobby is an alcoholic. That's true. But Johnny was like, "All right, Bobby, let's take more shots. We're not drunk enough." So they just kept on taking shots. And then Bobby had a cigar in his hand. And then he was like, "Kevin, I ain't no pussy like you. Watch this." And then he turned the cigar around and he burned himself. With the cigar.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
It's all making sense now, this text we're getting.
Oh, we'll talk about that after.
Yeah, so Bobby burned himself. Oh my God. And this is
Bobby, what the fuck?
This is just the first time. So he burned himself the first time. And he starts smoking it again, and then he's like, "Look, Kevin, now you're no pussy. I'm more drunk than the birthday boy. What the fuck?" And then Bobby, I was like, "Bobby, you're a fucking idiot. What are you doing? You just burned yourself." And he's like, "Nah, it's alright." And he just kept smoking, and then he was like, "Kevin," and like he just he just kept going on. He was like, "Kevin, you're such a pussy." And then like I was like, "Bobby, Kevin's a pussy, but you're an idiot. You just burned yourself." And then he's like, "Nah, man, I don't get burned." And this is his second cigar because I took the first one away. So he's smoking his second cigar right now. He's like, "Nah, man, I don't get burned." And then he turned it around, and burned himself again. And I was like, "What the fuck, Bob? You're an idiot. What are you burned yourself like three times in one night." I'm like,
Really?
The first time was when he drank the thing.
And then
two times he burned himself with a cigar.
Like, where?
Right here on his chest.
Like,
straight on his chest.
Like,
yeah.
He was kind of leaning back, you know, like the, you know, like the little Vietnamese gangster lean. And then
he has the hair now.
Yeah, he does have the hair. Oh, yeah, he does.
Bobby's a Vietnamese gangster.
He is a VG now. So, yeah, he burned himself twice. I was like, "The fuck are you doing, Bobby?" So I took the cigar away from him, and I was like, "All right, maybe you guys have enough to drink tonight. I don't want you guys doing anything stupid." So, like, we started cleaning up. It was okay for a little bit, but then Bobby was like, "No, man, I gotta help clean.
Okay,
another classic Bobby.
This is a thing Bobby does. So everyone who hangs out with him knows this, but when he gets blackout drunk, he likes to clean, which makes him the most convenient party guest ever.
Which is not when he was like this, though, because he couldn't even...
Someone should have stopped him for... Cameron.
He tried cleaning.
So...
He had shit to do.
He didn't clean up anything. Bobby, he needed more of a mess.
Yeah, it was really... It was pretty bad, because Bobby didn't have his balance, and, like, he couldn't walk straight, so he tried cleaning. Like, he wanted to clean, but he couldn't really do anything. Like, he was knocking stuff over. So I was like, "All right, Bobby, just, you know, calm down. Just sit down. And, you know, don't worry about it. We'll take care of it." And, like, but Bobby was fighting this. Like, he was so adamant about cleaning that he would not just sit down and, like, let us do the work for him. He's like, "No, just don't worry. I got it. You guys can just, you know, have your fun." I was like, "Bobby, we're done. We're just gonna clean up." And then, like, he was trying so hard to get up and clean that I had to, I pinned him down, basically. So Bobby was on the floor, and then, like, I just sat on him. You know, it's like, what was it?
This is going to be the picture for this episode.
What's it called? It's a full mount. For those of you who know what that is, it's a full mount. So I was I ended up carrying him, because he was fighting it. So like, you can, it's pretty easy to push him down when he's drunk, because he's like, he's drunk. Like, he can't really do anything right.
Well, so, how much exactly did he drink? Do you guys know?
Oh my god,
like, a lot. I just lost count. Yeah, it was a lot. I know he can drink a lot. So
too.
For Bobby, Johnny, and Young, just the three of them, they had a black. It was like Hennessy Black, Hennessy Black, and Bacardi 151. They finished over half of the Bacardi 151, and they almost finished the Black Henny.
Didn't they finish the Black Henny?
Okay, so they finished the Black Henny, and they almost finished all the 151, just between the three of them.
Fucking alcoholics.
Yeah.
Dude, yeah, they had a lot, because Johnny had me pour their shots.
Yeah, they had a lot. Yeah. The only one who could really hang was Young. He was actually pretty okay, which was kind of surprising, yeah. But, I mean, yeah, so Bobby, you know, he couldn't really do anything. And then I tried sitting him down. I was like, all right, Bobby, you know, I'll let you go if you promise me you'll just sit here and relax. And he's like, yeah, man, I'm cool. And I was like, all right. So I let go of him. And then this fucker tackled me. Like, like, he straight up tackled me into the table. And I was like, what the fuck?
And Lorraine was cleaning the
table.
Yeah,
so we have another friend named Lorraine. She was cleaning the table, you know.
She's going to be on this
show. I don't know.
Does she know about this show?
I don't know.
We should send it to her.
Yeah.
But yeah, so Lorraine was cleaning the table, and then Bobby like tackled me into the table that Lorraine was cleaning, and then there's the cigar tray.
Why though?
The ashtray. It felt drunk. Yeah, he was really drunk. He wanted to clean so bad that he tackled me. He was like, no. And
why didn't you just let him clean?
Because he couldn't even balance. If he was gonna clean something, he'd probably break something.
Yeah, and it was his uncle's. He was spilling stuff, and it was his uncle's house, and we didn't want him breaking all the like shot glasses and the liquor bottles and stuff.
He's trying to clean. He was like wiping the table with a dirty towel. Like, come on, you want him to clean? I don't think so.
Yeah. It wasn't like the helpful kind. No, when he does the dishes or takes out the trash.
No, that's when he's good. That's when he's there. Like he can still walk straight. This was so bad he couldn't even stand up.
Yeah,
I've never seen Bobby like that.
Yeah, it was really bad. He basically couldn't stand. Like, we had to drag him everywhere, and then like eventually it got to the point where like he got so tired out.
What about the part with Kevin?
Didn't that
happen inside the garage?
No. Oh. That happened after. Oh, okay. So it got to the point. So it got to the point where he got so tired and so drunk that he just knocked out like for a little bit, right? And then, you know, when he was knocked out, it was easy. We cleaned up some stuff, and then like we pretty much cleaned up the garage. Everything was gone. Everything was put away, and all of a sudden, so side note, we had Korean barbecue that day, Bobby yacked everything out.
Yeah. Ooh.
And it was the worst Korean barbecue. It was the worst.
He ate intestine.
Ooh. He had bulgogi. He had
Hawaiian steak,
brisket. Yeah, he had some good stuff.
Yeah, heck of stuff.
And it was pretty gross because it was like chunky kind of yak.
Oh god.
And on top of that, he yacked on me and Kevin, which sucked. So he yacked on Kevin's hands.
Wait, how'd you get yacked on? Like, he just walked up to you, or like
your homies?
Oh, thanks.
Your homies.
Yeah, no. Kevin was, because we had to move him around.
Yeah.
And then Kevin, I think, he yacked a little bit the first time, and then Kevin was like, "Oh fuck!" So he went over there to like try to help clean it up, and then he yacked on Kevin.
Oh man, what a bro!
And then he moved Kevin. I mean,
sounds like Bobby's 21st.
No? Yeah, seriously.
No, right? What the fuck?
This is part two, because he got drunk on his 21st too.
He's gonna listen to this. He's like, it wasn't my fault.
Yeah. Like, he was texting, like, when he was texting us, like, why? Well,
okay, so.
No, you need to finish the story first.
Okay, yeah. That's an after. Yeah,
right,
that's
an after. So we.
Finish this, yeah.
So me and Kevin moved him away from the yak, and Kevin, you know, cleaned up the yak. And then when I went to go get him a bag, he, like, kind of did a little thing where, like, you yak, and, like, it's not a whole bunch that comes out, but it's, like, it squirts out a little bit, and then, like, it got on my shirt, and I was, like, fuck. Ugh. I was, like, damn, this, now I feel, that was, like, that was disgusting, and so I was, like, whatever. But, yeah, so Kevin was cleaning up the yak. I was cleaning Wally's face, because it was, like, covered in throw up, and then, we were, you know, trying to, like, throw away all the trash and stuff. And then it's kind of hard to, like, watch someone and make sure they, you know, don't drown in their own throw-up. and clean up at the same time. So
what was everyone else doing?
I don't know what they were doing. They were just hanging out. Passed out. Yeah, or drunk or passed out. Yeah. So
KFC too and Lorraine.
Yeah. Well, KFC was knocked out. Yeah, and then Lorraine and Young. I don't know.
They were cleaning downstairs. Yeah.
What about you?
I think I was sleeping. Oh.
So Johnny came in. Johnny came in, and I was like, "Hey, Johnny, can you hold him real quick?" And Johnny obviously was drunk too because he was drinking with Bobby. And then, so he tried to hold Bobby up, and I was like, don't hold him up. Just, you know, lean him against something. He's like, no, I gotta hold him up. I was like, what are you doing? Just, you know, lean him against the table or something. So, you know, you don't have to worry about holding him up. So but he tries to hold him up, and like, they both don't have their balance. So Johnny falls on his ass. Bobby falls on top of Johnny, and he can't get up because, like, you know, Bobby and Johnny don't have their balance, and like, you know, they have no coordination right now. So yeah, they were stuck there. I was like, whatever, you know, just let him be. And then we ended up everyone went their own, like, you know, separate ways. They all like went to go sleep and stuff. So we had to move Bobby upstairs, because, you know, we had to move him upstairs to the bed. And it was like...
Bobby's a big boy.
Yeah, Bobby is definitely not a little kid. So it was pretty... Well, luckly for me, I didn't have to take care of that. Kevin and KSC were doing that.
Kevin's ripped.
Yeah, taking care of Bobby
Kevin's
up.
Kevin's huge.
Yeah, Kevin's pretty massive. So, you know, it's all right.
Isn't he going to be Ryu?
Yeah, yeah.
See that. If you see a Vietnamese dark... Skinned Asian at where?
Anime Expo. And he's kind
of... If we can go.
If we can go. Thanks, Bobby.
But yeah, so...
Have nice things.
I know.
So they're taking Bobby up the stairs, and they had to do it slowly because Kevin was like, if you move him too fast, he's going to get motion sickness, he's going to yak again. So... they're moving him up slowly, and then Bobby, like, punched Kevin in the face, like... He didn't really punch him. He more smacked him in the face because Kevin got a scratch like right above his eye, and it was from Bobby smacking him in the face.
God,
yes,
Bobby,
but they,
what the hell, man?
But they did end up putting Bobby on the bed. But it was a good like 30 minutes before they could do it because they like took him up a couple stairs and like they took a break and they took him up a couple stairs and took a break and like to the bed that they had to get him up to, it was up two flights of stairs, cause you know his uncle's house is huge, so it took him a while. I don't know why they didn't use the elevator.
So where was his uncle during this whole time?
His uncle was asleep, because his uncle had to wake up in the morning to go to work. So yeah, that's why we were making it was that's why it was
you guys
like,
are making a lot of noise.
Yeah, that's why it was really bad because like I was trying to tell Bobby like.
You guys had music playing too, right?
Or, yeah, we had music playing too.
But it wasn't that loud.
It wasn't that loud. Yeah, I was just trying. But Bobby.
Well, Bobby also said like the neighbors were complaining. Was that true?
I don't know about that. I don't remember that.
I don't.
Stanley Schemer, Bobby.
I didn't hear that.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Maybe his uncle told him.
We were cool.
Maybe his uncle told him, but I don't know about that. Yeah, so we ended up getting Bobby in bed finally, but you know, it was a process. Like it took a while, and we were making a lot of noise because we had to drag him up the stairs and like, yeah, it was pretty bad. And then on top of that, Johnny stumbled out of bed to like take a piss or something, and then he fell in the bathroom. So it was a lot of noise, and then
he
like,
fall asleep on the bathroom.
No, he was
like Angela.
Not like Angelo.
No, the blanket.
Not like Angelo.
His
no.
favorite place.
He fell off the sink.
Oh my god! He was still asleep.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, basically that's pretty much what happened. Yeah.
Wait,
I don't know.
Wait.
Do you have anything else to add? Because after we got Bobby in bed and after we got Johnny back in bed.
Oh, he had a flight the next morning at 2, so he had to get airport 1, and he didn't, I don't think they got him to bed until 5.
Oh, yeah,
5.
They were so hungover.
And wait, when was his
yeah.
flight?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
When was his flight, though?
His flight was on Sunday at 2.
At 2, okay.
And we stopped drinking around 4:30, and then, yeah, so we woke up shit. At, like, 9 to fix Eric's car. And then
fix your car.
Yeah. So that's another story.
And then
that doesn't
after,
have to be on the podcast.
After that, we.
This is about Bobby.
It took us like an hour, so it was. I think it was like around 11:30 now. I was like, okay, Bobby needs to get up soon because when he leaves, we all have to leave the house and we have to make sure the house is okay. So I couldn't find him. I didn't know where he was sleeping. I was like, I thought he was on the bed, but I was like, Kevin, why are you sleeping on the bed? Wasn't Bobby supposed to be there? He's like, no, I don't know where. I don't know where Bobby went. I was like, oh my god, who's over there? That was Johnny on the floor. And then I saw Kevin sitting.
Whoa, Bradley.
You have to fix
that. Hold on, let me see the time fix it.
And then,
oh, wow, we're already at 30 minutes.
KFC was sleeping on the couch. And then if I look at Bobby in a burrito on the air mattress.
Eating?
A burrito. He was, like, covered. Like, I couldn't see his face. He was wrapped up as a burrito. So then I pulled his, like, I told Eric, I was like, hey, I'm just going to poke him until he wakes up. And then I started poking him. He didn't wake up. And we both started poking him. And then when we were walking away, he turned around. And I looked, like, I shook him. I was like, Bobby, your flight leaves in 30 minutes. He's like, oh, shit. And he, like, jumped out of bed. And he went to the bathroom. And then like, he had, like, an hour to get ready. So then he went to go get ready. And then I gave him, like, 10 minutes. I was like, okay, where's Bobby? I can't find him again.
Yeah.
And then, I think he was still in the bathroom. And I was telling everybody, I was like, hey, like, clean up, we're about to leave soon. And then Lorraine was like, okay, where's Bobby? We need to leave the house now. And then she found him on the bed, on the air mattress again, knocked out. And then I woke him up. I was like, Bobby, your flight leaves literally in 30 minutes. He's like, oh shit. He did the same thing. He was so drunk. He was so hungover. And then
The drive to the airport
was terrible. Yeah. He's like, I need food. So it's Carl's Jr. He fucking opens the door.
Bobby didn't throw up though. He just opened the door.
Oh, he did.
Yeah, but Johnny opened the door and he actually yacked.
This is disgusting.
It was a lot. Like I was sitting in the back and I like you could just hear it was like. Bleh, bleh, bleh,
wait,
bleh.
Whose car was this?
This was Johnny's car.
Okay.
Yeah, you can hear him like open the door and then he just like stuck his head out and like. Yeah, it was the gag.
Oh my god, okay.
It was so bad.
I just want to throw up now.
Yeah, it was a lot. And then like you could just hear like slopping on the floor. Like it was so disgusting.
So how did Bobby feel on the plane?
He was fine because
really?
He yacked out everything that was left. He yacked out in the car.
Yeah.
So and then he had a couple. He had like a burger from.
He had
a chicken sandwich.
He had to fly from
hold on, we'll
public transportation back to his school place.
Damn it,
and he was just like, oh my god, this
rookies.
Oh my god, alright. Yeah.
No, keep going, sorry.
But that was it, yeah. And he's like, that was the worst, like, getting home from landing, that was the worst part. He said, like, takeoff was fine, but did he throw up on the plane?
I don't know, I didn't tell him about it. He just told us when he got back, when he landed.
He texted us, he was like, no. He was like,
but yeah,
fuck Bacardi 151, I'm not ever drinking again.
Yeah, he texted everybody,
he texted everybody.
Happy birthday, Bobby.
But yeah. Ruined it for everyone, Bobby.
But yeah,
this is why we can't have nice things.
Okay, so in case you guys didn't notice, me and Cameron didn't go.
We didn't go. It was just Eric. Like, so Eric had to tell that.
Yeah,
story.
We were busy that week. We had to study or go to work.
Yeah, and that stuff.
So Bobby comes back, and we get a text from him.
Yeah. Okay. So we get. Okay, you just started off.
Yeah. Okay. So I'll say it. We get a text, and he's like, "Hey, you guys gonna go to Rona's party? She's gonna throw one during spring
break.
I turned 21.
Yeah,
I didn't hear about this. Christy lives next to me every day.
Too much information.
Party, okay, okay.
That's kind of. I don't need to know that.
Sleepover so, for a month.
Girls and girls sleeping is a beautiful thing.
Thanks, Cammy.
Okay, so. He texts us and like, are you guys gonna go? Like, maybe. And he's like,
me like a day before, right, like 2 days, and I didn't even find out via you. Who was it? Somebody else told
shit.
Me.
Oh shit! Fight going down.
Who's shutting my party around?
Fight going down right now.
Xavier. You spread rumors again.
Oh shit!
Xavier, you know she's mad at you, right?
Xavier, she hates you.
Just in case you don't know, Rona's really mad at you, and I think you know why.
She's
just gonna leave it at that. We're just gonna leave it.
Just eye rolled at you,
Xavier. What happened?
Yeah, I would love
tell
to know
me
what
later.
Happened.
Tell me
I guess you can't tell us because you're not here.
Okay, wait.
Past 9, he can't come
past
out.
Past 9. All
right, go
okay,
on,
okay, so Bobby gets back, and he tells us about Rona's party she's going to throw. And then he says, If you guys need a ride, I'm down. I'm gonna DD.
and coming from Bobby, this is like just unheard of.
Yeah. The next text I sent, literally the first thing I thought, like, what happened to you?
That's exactly what I was thinking too. It's like, whoa, Bobby's DDing now? What happened? Something had to happen in LA for you to like not drink anymore.
And he's like, a lot happened since then. I'm a changed man now.
Oh my god, no he's not.
Cameron said, you sound like you found Christ at the bottom of a beer or something, and he yelled at you.
Bobby found Jesus at the bottom of the
Bacardi 151.
Oh, and I yelled at him. Told him to get it. Figure it out, Bobby.
I followed up to that, and I said, you got too fucked up at Kevin's thing, didn't you? And he's like, that and there's more to it. And he tells us, he got blackout drunk. And he says they're probably just gonna blame it on me because I blacked out.
But it is his fault.
Okay, but not only that. Then he goes on. Right?
It kind of is his fault, though.
He goes on to make it. He basically Bobby. Makes it sound like it's not his fault, though.
No,
it's completely his fault.
Right? Yeah. Well, he didn't know what happened. Bobby. He didn't know what happened. So I
guess
if
you black out, yeah, you know, yeah, black out. Just don't go so hard.
Yeah.
But not a rookie. He reads some of the things, it's like, oh, there's too many people, the neighbors were complaining. He's making it sound like it wasn't his fault.
All right.
You find it?
Yeah, we had too many people. We drank too much of his alcohol the first night. Too loud.
Which is all probably stuff that contributed to it. But
like. And then Cameron's like, what the fuck, man? Bradley, we should have rent. And I said, we should have regulated. And then Cameron made a
Nate Dogg Warren G reference after that, but okay.
Okay, and then...
Regulated.
He said,
yeah, regulate, you got it.
He said, my uncle wasn't mad at me, he was just disappointed.
That's like the worst.
Yeah, too. That's worse than being mad.
Yeah, I hate that, man. It's like, I'm just disappointed. Yeah, exactly. It's like an Asian thing, probably.
And then Cameron's like, you alcoholic motherfucker. And then Bobby says, no, it wasn't me. I didn't really drink too much of his shots.
Oh, my God. Let's be real.
Oh, you're calling you out right now.
Just his beers. He didn't care about the beer.
He's making it sound like it wasn't his fault, right?
No, I understand. Like, if you do someone or you do something bad, like, you want to deflect it away from you. You want to just admit it.
No, if I fucked up, I'd own up to it.
Cam, you're a fucking good person.
Well, I don't know.
You're a human being.
You're not a human being.
Calling Bobby subhuman or something? Yeah. Dang.
That's words from your mouth.
That's words from your mouth.
Bobby subhuman?
Damn, that's too... Cameron, you're going hard right now.
Oh, my bad.
All right, all
right. Bobby, I love you. You know that.
Bobby, we love you. Just don't go so fucking hard.
Yeah. Just... Yeah.
Bobby, you're going to DD me for my 21st.
Slow your roll.
Slow your roll.
March 28th.
And then...
And she's throwing it 27th.
/ 28th. Thank you, Ronan. Illegally legal drinking.
Well, 12 o'clock it'll be legal.
Yeah.
And then I'll do the... ID card. See that
shit. Can't wait.
And then we posted some pictures. Waifu is Laifu. And he asked if we're recording today. Yes, we are.
Wait, didn't I say, oh, wait, no? Because I thought you weren't going
to. Oh, you said maybe not.
Yeah, because
why'd you say that?
Because I thought you weren't going to bring the mic.
Oh, well, I did.
Yeah. Well, yeah. We're recording now. Yeah. So, yeah, good job, Bobby, just ruining it for us.
Well, that was a long ass segment. 40 minutes.
Yeah.
That was 40 minutes.
There was like more the first night that happened, but it wasn't too bad.
It sounds like first night was just like a fun
first night wasn't too bad. I think Bobby told me that we were really loud the first night.
What were you guys doing?
We didn't really drink, honestly.
Yeah, but
we pre-gamed before karaoke, and that was it. And then we got back.
Wait, you guys actually went to karaoke then?
Yeah, we were supposed. We got back at like 3 a.m.
Yeah, Bobby sang a country song.
When we got back, they were planning on drinking, but everyone was just hella tired, and they had to blow up the air mattresses too. So there's just that. We just chilled and fell asleep.
Bobby said we were loud the first night, but we weren't. We were okay. Like we were just, you know. We were talking.
From us, though. You have to think of his uncle had work.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
But, I mean, like, compared to the second night, like, the first night was
Bobby's uncle is a fucking saint.
Yeah.
That man is a saint.
Literally. I mean, I never met him, but he seems like a really cool guy. He's super, like, he lets, like,
his guy's super nice.
So nephew, the first, like, the first time, remember the first time we went to, the first time we went to Bobby's house?
Yeah.
It was 4th of July. They had a 4th of July party, and then
they're super nice.
Yeah, his uncle was like, oh, there's, like, some beers in the thing if you guys want some. And this was 2 years ago. This was before we, like, actually, before we realized that Bobby was an alcoholic.
Yeah.
So...
Bobby, this is before Bobby realized he was
Yeah. So
he just lets you guys basically just crash
have fun. Yeah, he lets us do pretty much whatever.
Super chill.
Yeah.
And then last day he took us all out and fed us. Like, yeah. We went to a restaurant.
Wow.
Yeah.
It was pretty good, too. Fuck, yeah.
Man, you ruined it for us.
Thanks,
man.
Don't make him feel bad.
No, we gotta guilt him.
I think on that trip I literally spent $20.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, I spent a lot of money.
Well, no. I spent a little bit on food, and then...
We only
bought one thing, because the rest of the time, his uncle fed us.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the whole convention. I was like, what the fuck?
Oh, no.
No.
That,
you probably spent a lot of money.
It costs $40 just to get in there. No,
of course not.
You gotta buy shit. Alright.
Wow.
Thanks, yeah, Bob. that was a story.
I didn't even get to go, because by the time you guys were there last time, I was in New York.
So. I was looking forward to it, too.
Fuck.
Sorry, we're going again this year. It's okay. It's maybe not in
Bobby's amazing.
Maybe not mansion. The amazing
mansion. Uncle's
mansion.
Man.
Hey,
fucked it for us.
He does have another uncle that's also rich and also has a mansion
in the same area.
I don't know if it. I think it's in SoCal also.
Oh, Bradley, you're gonna have to.
Bobby, you're gonna have to hook it up. I'm sorry.
No, Bradley, you're gonna have to edit.
Huh?
He said
SoCal. Who cares?
He said LA earlier.
His uncle.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, never mind. Because I gotta listen to this and, like, make notes of, like, everything Bradley has to.
We don't know his uncle.
You don't actually.
No one else knows him.
Yeah, I don't even know his uncle.
It's someone's uncle who lives in LA.
Well, some stuff we do.
We don't bleep anything out from Xavier. We gotta protect ourselves.
Yeah. Xavier's stuff is too gold. You can't delete it.
Well, no, I mean, but, like, you know, last names and stuff.
Yeah, last names.
And locations.
Yeah, we gotta bleep out last names. Yeah,
Angelo.
Sorry.
No, it's all
right. Oh, yeah. KFC.
Angelo, why can't say Angelo?
No, we can.
And hello.
Fucking Ninja what? Turtle.
And hello.
And hello.
Angelo. All right.
Oh,
he does kind of look like a Ninja Turtle.
I haven't
turtle.
Seen him in a while.
Huh? He looks like the new Ninja Turtles.
He
I didn't say he looks like a Ninja Turtle.
He
Michelangelo.
He does
that.
Oh, wow, you guys are fucked up.
He does. Look at his face. Look at the Ninja Turtle without the badge on.
How did you find me today?
I sat somewhere
different. He's like, I look for you. I was like,
no, that's creepy.
Stop it.
Wait, what?
Every time I'm trying to every single time I'm trying to study. He always finds me. Him and Ja.
Who?
Angelo.
At school?
Yeah, in the cafeteria. And
why do you study in the cafeteria?
Does Angelo know we have a podcast?
No.
Don't tell.
But
don't tell him.
When I'm not studying, when I'm not studying, he's
just called.
He
creep.
Never finds me. He doesn't find me.
Oh yeah.
He's like, what the heck? The days I don't mind you coming, you're not here. And the days I do mind you coming, you just show up. I'm like, I'm studying. He's like, all right, I'm just gonna sit here. I was like.
I'm gonna show up.
Well, you don't like
that. Yeah, no, like, tell you.
I feel obligated to talk to them if they're near me. I try to study, and then they're just talking. I'm like,
yeah, I know.
I play Smash.
Really? It seems like everyone does that.
And
random
not
people
good.
Come sit next to me when
they're
I
not.
Study.
They're not good.
Well, tell me when they do it. If I'm free, I'll come to your school and body them for free.
Okay.
I'm just like.
They do it. It's every day. So whenever you're free, they do it every day, Monday to Thursday. I don't know about Friday. I don't know about Friday. I'll check if they do Friday because I have class on Friday. But Monday to Thursday, they definitely do that.
All right, let's move on.
With what? All right, let's...
So, what should we talk about?
What have we been doing?
What have we been doing?
Since the last recording. Which is what? That was like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, that was 3 weeks ago.
Oh, wow.
Actually, three weeks ago from...
That was like 3 weeks ago.
That was 3 weeks ago, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well...
3 weeks
I was
ago
say
from
tomorrow.
3 weeks ago from 3 weeks ago.
Damn, well, for you, it's been like 6 weeks.
Yeah. Been as...
Friday, you can't...
Yeah.
Oh, how was your birthday party?
Yeah, Bradley.
It was pretty.
Bradley's 21 now. Oh wait, hold on. I need to get the laugh track.
What?
Oh yeah, Cameron's.
I've been lagging on that. Oh wait, no, this is Trapaholics. Hold on.
What?
Oh wait,
I need to turn it on.
Yeah.
Bradley's 21.
Thank you. It was pretty fun. I just chilled at home, like, you know, with my whole family came over. It was nice and chill. It wasn't like that.
It wasn't like...
And I'm kind of glad it wasn't.
Yeah, not like...
That sounds stressful as shit.
Yeah.
So that's, you basically
that was
just,
really
like,
stressful.
Chilled.
Yeah. It was cool.
I wonder what you're going to do for your 21.
Turnip.
Turn.
I'm not driving.
I know that. Yeah.
Bobby, you're coming here. Dude, you're gonna drive.
Party.
You owe me this.
You owe me this.
You owe me this.
I did get to see the house.
I know. God damn.
So
it.
Sad about that.
Oh, let me send you the picture.
I'm gonna drown out the sorrows with alcohol.
There was an open Cardi's room too.
I'm gonna drown it out with Bacardi.
There's two open rooms too.
Fuck, man. Bum me out.
I know. Let's stop.
I wanted to go. It's not like I didn't want
to
go.
I was looking forward to it. I really hoped we could have gone last summer too, but
we could have
yelled at kids.
To be honest, we could have gone last summer.
We're going this summer for sure.
For sure, we're going this summer. Yeah,
for sure.
If you guys recognize us,
like July or what?
Yes, July.
July.
Okay. Expo, please say hi.
When July?
Early July.
Are we gonna have a Mexico?
Yeah.
Live from the
Millennium. But he's supposed to go to Catalina.
If anybody wants to come by, we'll
just have a picture of Jay push up.
I was gonna ask if you guys wanted to go to Catalina.
Catalina.
Before July 4th, because that's.
I know, but that's that. We have time to fit all that. I'm pretty sure we do.
Okay. Catalina? No. Should we take a cruise to an island like 17 miles off?
Cruise to.
No,
parasailing.
Yeah,
snorkeling.
We're gonna go parasailing, jet skiing. It's pretty cheap.
How much?
Well, right now, just going there round like what's it called?
Round trip.
The boat the is ferry? Like $74 bucks, and then we'll just split a hotel, and then just like parasailing $65, jet skiing.
Parasailing is really fun.
Jet skiing, I forgot it how much. I haven't checked the
price. That's the best place. Jet skiing is expensive. I did it once.
I really want to go jet skiing. We can go snorkeling and like paddleboard. Yeah, I just want to do a bunch of water sports.
Banana boating.
Ooh, yeah. Huh? They probably do. I feel like they would.
We can rent a boat.
That's kind of. Okay.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, I mean, if you rent a boat, you'd spend the whole day on the boat.
Actually, I know how to drive a boat.
Bobby knows how to.
Jet skiing makes your forearms.
Pilot a boat.
Bobby is gonna live on a boat. I don't think Bobby wants to go on another boat.
Yeah,
he's gonna be on a boat for like forever.
Ooh,
is that giving away too much?
No, it's not.
That's not giving away.
It's not giving away enough. Social security numbers.
10 for his. All right. So now what? Talking about what we've been doing.
All right, let's really talk about what we've been doing, not our future plans.
This is the segment Rona falls asleep to.
Yeah.
Which is
this is late in there, so this is perfect.
In the beginning, so Rona.
Yeah, do it at the end, like chill out.
I want the juicy stuff in the beginning. Mm-hmm.
This is only juicy.
Wow, Rona's straight to anal. No buildup, just
straight to anal. No Vaseline, straight to anal.
Straight to anal.
Cameron, you can't.
No,
just
going out to dinner, asses. No build-up, you know, just all straight right. to anal.
Okay.
I said that in a presentation.
What?
First
school.
Base,
really?
And no one picked up on it.
Oh my god.
First base to fourth.
Yeah. Oh my god.
You keep just cutting across the field like that.
All right, so I guess you, Bradley, what have you been doing?
The reason I couldn't go to the party was. Yeah. Because I had a big ass bio test to study for.
Aww.
It was horrible.
Did you pass?
Yeah, of course. Yay. But no, it's not like I did well either. It's like the highest score in the class was like a 70. I got a 63, so I think I was in the top 5.
Dang.
Oh, are they curving it at least?
No.
Oh yeah. Shit!
This guy's super. Fucked he came up. From this teacher came from Berkeley last year.
Oh shit!
So I wonder why he's there now. Because
I know, right?
Are you gonna have to?
Learn, you know, you actually get paid more at community college. Berkeley.
Really?
Yeah. No, that's fine.
Professor, you're
okay. I didn't know that. All right, whatever.
You get paid more as a if you work at a community college than you do at like a regular university.
Oh, really? But like,
yeah,
I would have never guessed
that.
Like,
if you have a PhD, you get paid higher wherever you go.
True.
But you also get paid more if you work at a community college because it's like it's a lot. It's more diverse.
All right.
Chris, dropping knowledge.
What have I been doing? This fucking same shit.
Same shit. Studying.
Yelling at kids and just going to school.
Yeah,
all right. Same.
Getting paid.
What about you guys? Getting ratchet.
What?
Whoa.
That's true though. You just told this whole story.
We did. Well,
I've been filming. Hold on, I'm sorry.
Oh yeah, for your poor 40.
Poor 40. Nice. I've been filming, sort of, a little bit.
Well, technically,
I got
to get ratchet. Specifically, not us. Bobby got ratchet.
Bobby got white girl wasted.
Yeah.
I don't know. Does that still count as white girl wasted?
Yeah, it counts as white girl wasted. It does. It counts.
All right, Eric, what have you been doing?
Same shit, except for that trip.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was.
Dude, that sounded like.
That was.
Memorable
it was
shit.
Fun. It was,
like,
it was so.
Can't
fun.
Call it. Can't
also
call
stressful.
It was very stressful, but it was pretty fun. It was pretty fun.
Oh my!
We're not going into that one.
We went into that in the pilot.
Yeah,
that's in the pilot. Somewhere on my hard drive.
I turned into a vegetable. That's pretty fun.
You turned into a vegetable?
Yeah, oh my god! You don't remember?
I do remember. I have a photo.
Oh man, that was nothing. I probably never do that.
Thanks
again,
for sharing.
Jared, hide the tomahawk.
Oh my gosh.
I don't want to say his name.
We miss you, Jared.
Jerbears.
Jared, come back.
Miss you, buddy. Does he listen to this? Or
no? I don't know if he has.
Know?
He probably knows.
Shout out to you.
I don't know if he has enough time to listen to it.
Wait, he does?
He has enough time to Snapchat.
Oh, okay.
He probably has enough time to Snapchat about horses outside of Walmart.
Maybe he's
drinking. All right, Jared, we're going to send you a link to three shows.
No one wanted to use their gas tank, so I just saved my horse. To the Dollar Tree.
Yeah, exactly.
Did you see that Snapchat?
What?
He Snapchatted this horse that was tied to a rail. He's like, I guess no one wanted to use their car today.
Where is he at? Kentucky?
Kentucky.
Yeah. Jesus, that sounds horrible. Jared, I don't know you do it, man. Just living in the South.
Y'all.
Yeah.
Take it from Cameron.
Living anywhere with snow, it just sucks. I just gave way too much.
Cameron used to live here.
That's not really too much.
Yeah, that's not really too much. We could be living.
Last names is too much. Everything else is.
We could be in the Middle East or something. No one knows.
Social Security.
That's fair game.
Everything. Just
Christy, what about you? Actually, let's get into you. A little back because no one knows who you are.
Who you people are.
The one yoga guy who subscribed to us when he listened to this. He's not going to know who Rona and Christy are. So, thank you for subscribing.
Thank you.
Bradley.
I made a few weeks ago. I followed you guys. I said fuck you, Cameron, because you said fuck you, Christy, and I was like, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, it's cool, it's good, no, I made it to follow my friend who has a really good taste
music.
Yeah, he has really good taste, and I was like, oh, I want to follow you. So I made a SoundCloud just to follow him.
That's cool.
Could have just said you made it just to follow us.
Yeah, but I guess it's fine.
I made it just to follow you guys.
Yeah, biggest fan.
Mm-hmm.
You might be the biggest fan now.
You might.
Now that after Bobby listens
Bobby's
to this.
Gonna unsubscribe after this. Aww.
You guys are whack now. I miss the early days. You guys fucking sold out.
We don't have a commercial on this show, though.
No, we sold out the first episode.
We did sell out. But he would just... Okay, never mind. We sold out hard. Sponsored by...
We sold out the first
Sponsored
episode.
Sponsored by everything.
Especially Popeyes.
Yeah.
That's right, a full-length feature.
Just give a little intro, I guess. If you want. I mean,
Rona, don't be shy.
School, work, and that trip.
That's pretty much all people need to know about you.
Yeah.
Nothing interesting happens during your everyday life?
No.
Oh, God.
No one annoying in your classes?
Oh, dear God. Of course, there's always annoying
I don't know
in
these
my class.
Stories.
Yeah, then let us, come on.
Come on.
What did they do?
Whoa, get into this.
There's this one guy who sits in the middle of the row, and I get to class, like, maybe 10 minutes before class starts when the first class comes out. And I sit in the second seat next to the stairs. And there's, like, no one sitting on the right side. And this guy literally sits right in the middle. And he comes through the back door closer to the right side. And he... And he always walks around to the left side and then walks in front of me, and he always touches my paper, and it frustrates me.
He touches my paper, and he
with his backpack moves like this, so sometimes he hits me.
And he just like...
He hits me, he knocks my pencil down, he doesn't even pick it up. Right.
See, this is funny.
And it's just like, literally this much space, I'm like, dude, there's no one on the right side. You came in from the right door, and you have to come all the way over here to walk in front of me, and you sit in the middle. Like, why? Every single Monday to Thursday,
I hate this guy.
I hate him. And then I'm just like, I'm like this. I stick my foot out. I'm like, I'm not moving my foot. Sometimes when I'm feeling nice, I'm like, okay, go.
I can hella imagine you, like... It's like he's just minding his own business. Like, he kind of, like, swipes your paper a little bit, and you just have this face on... What the fuck?
I can see Rona just like boiling, mad, just watching him.
Just get annoyed because of that.
Dude, I got this kid.
Why does he do that though? Do you know?
I don't know.
He just does it. He's naturally rude.
So frustrating.
Some people there's some annoying people in every class,
man. So frustrating.
I got this kid in my English class, like, he just sits there on his laptop and he laughs, like,
oh my god, kind that's of stifled so laugh, annoying.
Like, he sounds like Duck Hunt.
Is it like quiet during lecture or no?
Yeah, so like, he's laughing on his laptop, like, and then everyone's just looking at him like,
is this guy serious?
One time, I was in lecture. One time I was in lecture hall with my sister at UCSD, and she was sitting in the middle, and I was like, oh, I'm just going to sit on the left side. So I sat on the left side, and I totally forgot that, like, the professor was lecturing, and I was watching TV, and I started laughing. Everybody started looking at me, I was like, oh my god.
Wait, you were watching TV?
I was watching, like, a show on my sister's on my laptop.
She's the problem.
You're that person.
I was all the way in the back. I totally forgot. I looked up, I was like, okay.
You're that girl in class who's just like...
You're that guy writing fan fiction.
Sometimes. Sometimes. Yeah, that's it.
It's okay.
That reminds me, Yusuf sent me a, what did he fucking send me?
A honey track? His mixtape?
Well, that too.
Fire?
We're gonna use. Hey, so everyone, shout out to Yusuf. We're gonna experiment. Are we gonna use his thing for the
end? Yeah, we can use it for the outro.
We're gonna use one of your beats you made for the outro. So you guys get to hear
new track.
But anyway, he sent me this, I forget what it was. I think it was like a Vine. And I was on my computer, and I looked at it on my computer. I forgot the sound was on. And, like, it was just some, like, black guy, like, screaming or something. And, like, it went off in the middle of class. It's so embarrassing, dude. I forget what it was. Hold on, let me find it. So I remember. Someone want to go on, or...
No, I have 11 people in my anthro class.
Only?
Only 11 people, yeah. No, it's like
where everyone dropped? Oh, on
Kevin. No, it's like honors Kevin. Class, so it's totally Kevin. Okay if like under 25 people yours, are in the class.
But I was throwing some through, so
yeah. It's just very awkward. There's this girl who I had a class with last semester who like tried to be my friend, but I was like, dude, I don't want to talk to you because you're fucking weird. And I walked, no.
Wow,
I know, oh my god.
Dang.
No,
people
every
just
time.
Meaner than wow. Me.
No!
Christy, I totally understand you.
Because
I do that same shit.
No, I walked into class. I walk into class and then she's like late. She was late, like, this last semester I had a class with her. She like walked in late and she like stared at me for like 2 seconds before she sat down. There were like 5 empty seats, like not near anyone, and she just like sat right next to me and she just stared at me for a second and I was like, hi. And then she was just staring at me and I was like, what the fuck?
Did she say hi back?
Jeez.
Yeah, I smiled at her. I was like, hi. And then I was like, okay, I'm not gonna fucking talk to you because I don't want to talk to anybody in this class. And then this semester,
damn, Christy.
Yeah, this semester,
this is normal.
She like, I like walked in 40 minutes late because there was like a traffic on 880 trying to go to school and I was already late. I was like, fuck it. And I emailed my professor while I was in traffic. I was like, hey, there's this accident on 880, and I sent him a pic, and I told him, I walked into class, like, 40 minutes late, everybody looked at me, but she, like, stared at me until I sat down, and I was like, why the fuck are you staring at me? You're just like, I was like, who are you?
You? Bitch, why are you looking?
Oh my god, and then, like, I saw her at work, and she, like, she was there, and I was talking to her, because I was like, I'm at work, I'm not gonna not be nice to you, and then she just, like, stared at me, and I was like, oh,
that's kind of creepy.
My god. Like, this girl, you're hella creepy. So I was like, I don't even know. I'm kind of creeped out by her. She's weird.
Dude, there's always those people who try to buddy up with you, and you're just not trying to talk to anyone in the class. In English last semester, oh my god, there's some dude, it was like, he was always trying to talk to me, and then, like, he's like, do you want to go study, like, start a study session or something? Like, this is fucking English 101C. What do you need to study? If you need to study, you should get out of this class.
Damn.
It's over. And then, like, oh my god, dude, there's always those people.
No, dude.
And, like, you just try to, like, you sit down because, like, you don't want to move seats because, like, you know.
Yeah, you're like,
that's
my
weird.
Seat,
yeah,
dude.
Like, I'm not going to move seats.
Exactly.
You just sit down and just look forward.
No, there was another girl in that same class.
There's
who, like,
a track too.
He'd be like, switch numbers.
There's a track too because I know you're smart.
She would switch numbers and she was
it's
like,
English.
She texted me this one day. She was like, hey, what's
that's
the problem?
Asian people are
and
good at
like,
English.
Why aren't you texting me back? And I was like,
Asian people have better English.
I'm not
American.
I am good English.
And she
that's
was like, oh, well, text me back after work. And I was like,
okay, well, if someone's like, if you have someone's number from the class in regards to like schoolwork, then yeah, I'd kind of
yeah,
be worried if you weren't texting
we
back. If you were like the only link.
to the class? Like, you really need to know homework?
The class had no homework.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
I mean, okay. We had four tests, and she was like, what's the homework?
See, Christy understands.
She was like, what's the homework?
I mean, I don't, maybe I'm just
too nice. Has this girl has not been going to class?
Maybe she's just not antisocial enough.
You know what? Yeah, I talked to, like, I'll talk to anybody. That's true.
What the fuck? She's texting me. She's like, why aren't you texting me back? And I'm like, I was at work. And she was like, oh, well, text me back after work.
Do you guys have any friends that you talk to? Like, you make friends with them in class, but, like, do you have any of those, like, that you still continue to talk to?
No.
Yeah. I do.
Momotel.
Oh, Momo?
Momotel.
Well, I know you. I know you have a few. Bunch. Yeah, yeah. You have your whole crew. Yeah.
Anna Peasy Squad. Shout out to the Anna Peasy Squad.
That's what you guys call it, the Anna Peasy
Squad? Because we were in the Anna Peasy program thing.
Oh, what is that?
I have no idea what that is.
Native American? Yeah, something Asian American, Native American... Pacific Islander, something.
So basically, all the Asian people.
Pretty much, but there was like other. There was like one of my friends is Mexican.
So basically, the anime club.
All the Asian people plus one.
The anime club.
No, but there was like Indian people in that class. There's these two Muslim girls who would not shut the fuck up.
Ooh, damn. Just
calling out
angry.
All the Muslims right now.
Oh, we're not trying to die.
Whoa, that's too far.
That was too far. That's fine.
What? Trying to die?
No, he's not. We're not trying to die.
You called out all of them. That's a big. That's a lot
that's
of people.
Very big community.
Oh, I thought he was in regard. Oh, I'm okay. I'm not gonna say it.
No. You're taking that too far.
But yeah, there was these two girls who just would not stop talking no matter what. They're always on their fucking phones and like.
Oh, they sound like.
My teacher would get mad at them and shit. Like, put away your phone. They'd say something snooty, just like, this isn't high school or something.
Ooh,
like,
these girls sound white.
I mean, I don't know. It's like, what is so important in your life? I'm sure not.
How did you know they were Muslim? You go to,
maybe.
Because they're wearing the fucking
hijab.
Oh, they look like Jawas.
Oh, the
Star Wars. Wow, maybe you have to blur that.
These blast points too accurate for sand people. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Speaking of. I don't want to get into nerd shit.
We'll do that.
That's for.
I have a theory regarding.
We have bullshit isn't even for that.
I have a theory regarding the episode 4 of Star Wars, but I don't want to get into it. It's just too nerdy.
I don't know about Star Wars.
I don't know.
You don't. Yeah, you guys don't
USDM.
Know. USDM. Star Wars is fucking great.
I've
you haven't seen Star Wars. I think you're a communist.
I watched the first two.
Well, the original trilogy or what?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, don't watch that new stuff.
New stuff is kind of bad.
Kind of weird.
I think Jar Jar Binks. Are you kidding me?
Attack of the Clones.
That was like the worst.
I remember watching that.
It was just horrible, right?
I don't know.
Because you haven't watched the...
You haven't watched Return of the Jedi?
Which one is that?
The episode 6.
No. I've only watched the first two and then Attack of the Clones.
Rona, have you seen all the Star Wars?
What?
Have you seen all the Star Wars movies?
Not all of them.
Oh, have you seen the original trilogy?
No,
probably not.
The fuck has time for that?
Yeah.
Everyone?
Yeah.
You've seen it, right?
These people.
Yeah, because you're American.
I watched Back to the Future. I had my green card.
Okay, you watched. That's a great movie. You've watched Blade Runner, which is one of my favorite movies, so good for you. And you too. Are you seeing Blade Runner?
Blade Runner is always on FX.
I know. It's so good, isn't it? Blade Runner is amazing. I
can't wait till they take it off.
No!
But yeah, there's the two Muslim girls and they just wouldn't shut the fuck up. And then now I don't have to see them anymore.
There's always people who won't shut the fuck up.
Yeah, that's very true.
No, I have a class where it's like,
I don't think I've had
no one says anything.
Yeah. Is it in the morning?
Ask questions and then like, no, it's at night.
Okay, early in the morning or
and everyone's
late
just
at
like
night?
Just
people don't
dead
talk.
Silent. And just,
I have no, I have,
don't, even
I
don't me, I don't.
I don't think I've had any really bad classes.
I've had
yeah, most of my classes, everyone's like, you know, they're pretty. They don't talk too much, so they'll talk when the teacher asks them questions and stuff, mm-hmm. But for the most part, everyone just keeps to themselves.
What kind of classes are you taking? That sounds like a bunch of obedient Asian people.
Well, this was... Oh, yeah.
That's what you want. Math or science or
something. Yeah. There are two maths and one coding class.
Yeah, that's why.
Yeah.
It's full of Asian.
I took this one yoga class, and there was this girl who always put her mat next to me, and she would, like...
Yoga?
Yeah. And she would stretch... Like, she would stretch for, like, 5-10 minutes before class started. And then, right when we got into class, our professor would have us do stretches. So, she would do the stretches, and she would complain, like, oh, I'm so sore. Ow, this hurts. And it's like, shut up. This is supposed to be peaceful. She's playing soothing music. You stretched, like, 10 minutes before class when we stretch in the beginning of class. And you're complaining that it hurts. I'm like, Well, if you're stretching, it shouldn't hurt.
Yeah, I know.
if you constantly stretch. Yeah. She was stretching. She did that every Monday and Wednesday.
Maybe she does.
So annoying.
I saw a guy doing yoga at the gym today. It looks so fascinating.
Was he by himself? Or?
Yeah, he was by himself.
My dream, yoga's a cult.
I don't know.
You gotta wear the uniform.
Yeah, you gotta wear like.
You don't have to wear. They have like parachute pants.
They say like namaste.
I don't know about that.
It's like you're in a cult or something.
Dude, my dream is to be that Asian guy who's doing fucking Tai Chi on a rich person's lawn.
That's gonna be
Be the Asian guy who's doing Tai Chi on the rich person's lawn.
Or like the guy that's doing Tai Chi.
You know what I'm talking about?
Or in a random park.
I went to the park.
There's a guy who does Tai Chi at, I'm not gonna say the park. The park near my house. I'm not gonna say it. But he does Tai Chi on the baseball field.
Oh my god.
See, that is the ultimate form
so every time I walk my dog, I'm just like.
You have a dog?
Yeah, you didn't know that?
No.
Dog? What kind of dog do you have?
You guys didn't know that?
No.
Everyone knew that.
I guess you guys aren't his real friends.
My dog's old. He might die soon.
Oh, Cameron.
How old is he? 11?
13 going 14.
Damn.
How old is
Tawny? Chihuahua, Jack Russell Terrier.
Oh.
Yeah. Eric, your favorite?
No.
Chihuahua?
Who likes Chihuahua?
Jack Russell are disposable.
It looks more like a Jack Russell Terrier.
Oh, okay. I like Jack Russell.
Do you have a picture?
Terrier,
I want to see.
Not into Chihuahuas.
Who likes Chihuahuas?
Chihuahuas are like...
The only Chihuahua...
Are we talking like Martin's rat dog Chihuahua? No,
yeah, those are disgusting.
Things trash.
The only Chihuahua... I think the only Chihuahua I was okay with was a Taco Bell Chihuahua.
That's because
it's dead now.
It's yeah. the Bell Chihuahua, dude.
That's why no more.
Sponsored by the Bell. Saved by the Bell. I used to watch that shit.
Yeah,
Saved by the Bell
is
my dog. Oh, you can see his dick just hanging out.
Oh, my God. Oh,
yes, that's what I'm talking about. Oh, my God.
She's like, but I have to tell you something. I'm pregnant. I was like, oh, okay.
Wait, I was just thinking about that. Was this the Jimmy Fallon
Saved by the Bell?
I just saw that the other day.
Yeah.
I know, that was pretty funny.
He did Fresh Prince of Bel-Air once.
Yeah,
that was good.
That was good.
Yeah, that was really good.
No offense to him, but best sketches, Conan. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Best sketches, Conan.
Yeah, Conan has really good sketches. Jimmy Fallon just does a lot of singing stuff.
It's okay. Like, when I first saw him, I was like, who the fuck is this guy?
Conan?
Jimmy Fallon is one tall ass motherfucker. Dude, he's like fucking 6'4" or some shit.
Yeah. He doesn't. He just looks very lean when he sits down. He doesn't look that tall. Yeah. When he stands up, he is one.
That's what everyone says.
Motherfucker.
Like, when you see him walk across the street, like, and talk to people, like, he's hella tall.
Same with Jimmy Kimmel.
Really?
Yeah, he's like 6'1".
Why are these talk show hosts so tall?
Because they gotta look good on TV.
Being the NBA.
You don't have to be tall, like, to be a talk show host. You can be short.
Isn't Ryan Seacrest only, like...
Ryan Seacrest is, like, the shortest dude you'll
ever see. That's why they always have close-ups on his face.
Yeah, exactly. They never, like, show him, like, next
because
to
if they
someone.
Because if they show him his whole body, everyone's gonna be like, damn, this is one short-ass motherfucker. So they do the close-up on the face.
Look at Tom Cruise's movie career.
Yeah, they make everything shorter.
Yeah.
So he's always running.
Yeah.
Tom Cruise, come on the podcast. What are we talking about?
I don't know.
If we had Tom Cruise, Tom Cruise is a crazy motherfucker. I don't think I'd want him on the podcast.
Scientology.
Oh, because he jumped. Yeah, he jumped on.
Scientology.
You know what I noticed?
There's actually a lot of celebrities that are like Scientology.
That's weird.
In Scientology,
let's
is
not
that,
talk about
that. Is that what it's called?
Scientology. That's a cult.
That is a cult.
That's a cult.
We can talk about it. I know a lot about
Scientology. I actually do too. Yeah. Do you know the story about volcano?
Aliens, right?
Yeah, the aliens in the volcano. Yeah.
I know about that because of South Park.
No, but so. But have you seen? There's like a photo on the internet, but basically. Tom Cruise's teeth are like not symmetrical with his with his face, so like they put like a line down the center of his face, and like his two front teeth are like to the right or something.
That's hella funny.
Yeah,
that's
so every time
funny.
I see like Tom Cruise's
that's
like when
funny.
He smiles or something, I'm like, dude, his like
I
teeth are like
it's one of those things that you don't notice until people bring it up, like Nick Jonas's nipples. Oh, that's fake. I love him. Megan Fox's toe thumbs?
No, yeah.
Those
I was about
are
to bring
real.
That up.
Yeah,
she's. It's weird.
I know. They look like toes, but on her thumbs, right?
Well, if she ever loses her toes,
then
ooh.
she can just.
Them
yeah,
Megan
that's what everyone says. Oh, yeah,
her toes.
They look like big toes.
Yeah, they straight up look like big toes. And not
what
even
do you text
like,
on that. Like, Does she use a BlackBerry?
She needs an iPhone 6.
No, no, no. Some people have like nice toes. Like, you know how some people have like the nice toes where the toenail like goes over. Yeah. Like she has a shitty like toe thumbs where it's like the toenail doesn't go over all the way. So like,
oh no,
yeah.
I'm never looking at his teeth the same way.
Right? Isn't it crazy?
Yeah.
Everybody listening, Google Tom Cruise's teeth.
Google Tom Cruise's teeth, oh, please. God. Do it for you.
That reminds me of the time I showed you.
That's weird.
Yes, I was just thinking about that.
It's like, oh my god!
Now every time you look at him, you just think.
I know I'm gonna look at his teeth straight.
Wait, do you guys know? You guys know what Anthony Davis is? Do you guys know who Anthony Davis is?
It's a basketball player.
Yeah, but have you guys seen his teeth?
Oh my gosh, no. That again?
Oh, so we were talking about people with bad celebrities with bad teeth, and then I think Bradley brought up James Harden.
Yeah,
James Harden has pretty bad teeth. His teeth are pretty fucked up. They look like
out of control.
Yeah, they're growing fucking like all over the place.
Yeah. Shit.
But like, I was like, oh, Bradley, you gotta look at this guy's teeth. So he already has a unibrow. You know, he has that going for him. That looks pretty good. But you know, his top row is like perfect. But when you look at his bottom row, it's just like, did a little kid just put them in,
all right, guys, look up Anthony Davis's teeth.
It right, looks, I think the more important thing you should look up is
how much money he's making.
Is Nick Jonas's nipples?
No, his
Nick
eyebrows.
Nick Jonas's nipples.
His eyebrows look like fucking like bat wings.
No, but his eyebrows were like fake. He's had that since college, and then like he was thinking about shaving it off when he got into the NBA, but he was like, nah, it's my signature thing. Like,
so at least fix the teeth then.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You only need one.
Yeah, everyone recognizes him by the eyebrows.
You don't need two signature.
You don't need the teeth. Yeah.
I think he looks like he should. If he like kept the teeth, he'd be like, that'd be his signature mark. That is not okay.
Too excited over there.
Easy, buddy.
This chair is too close to
turn down the closet. Turn it down, Bradley. Turn it down.
Oh, this meme though. I don't know why I surf the internet. But when I do, eyebrows.
Oh my god.
You see the one where it says, like, thank you, base god?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh my god.
Man, NBA time are we at?
1:11.
Oh.
Wow.
All right. Wow. You guys want to do trivia and shut it down?
Trivia and shut it down?
All right, so.
Shut it down, Chad.
Shut it down.
What the heck?
Don't let it get out.
Alright, so we have.
Oh, wait, hold on. I need to get the thing ready.
Alright. Oh, Eric's doing trivia?
Did you guys read the 50 Shades of Grey?
No.
50 Shades of Grey?
Isn't that like about just sex?
Yeah, no, it's just like a.
It's like
porn.
Softcore porn,
it's
like, yeah.
It is.
Softcore?
Like,
yeah,
it
softcore.
It's basically. Because
you don't see some stuff. Because, it's a movie.
I thought it was a book.
It was a book, but it turned into a movie. The movie is actually hilarious. Like, it's not.
It's so bad, it's funny.
It's like so funny.
It's so bad, it's funny. Yeah, it's one of those movies.
I recommend it.
You're going to intro the trivia.
Okay, so,
song. Trivia with Eric.
All right, and it's Woo! Trivia with Eric.
Oh, wait. I fucked up.
Yay! All right, so this week we have 4 contestants and 6 questions.
It's going on a while.
Oh,
okay, I'm sorry.
Shut it off, Chad.
Chad, shut off
the loser.
You're gonna find out about the fake audience.
Oh, God. The loser of this round's trivia is going to have to smell a durian. Which I honestly don't mind. Bradley doesn't mind either.
It's a win-win situation.
Yeah. But for the rest
I know. I've heard it's genetic, if you like it or not.
I didn't like it when I was younger, but like my parents forced it on me. I liked it.
You can also grow into it, but if you start out liking it, it's genetic.
All right, so.
So it's what? Just like DVASA? Just if you know the answer, just say it.
Yeah. If you know the answer, say it.
Keep track of your
scores. I'll be the judge. I'll be the judge of who says it first. If there's multiple people that answer at the same time. So for the first question is, how many times did Bobby get burned?
3.
Ooh, that's a close one.
You just give it to both of us?
I'll give it to both of you guys. You guys said that. Ooh, that was good.
You count the with the fingers that way? You got burned that way?
No.
The fingers?
Because I mentioned it in the show.
Two cigars.
Yeah. Oh, yes. I thought those two were.
Were you gonna say 4?
No, 4? No. I don't consider that burning.
Oh,
I just considered it like being really hot.
Well,
he touched it anyway.
But we said it in the show. He got burned 3 times.
Yeah. Oh. Have you been listening?
I was there.
So what? Sorry. What were the names of the drinks that Bobby got fucked up?
151.
Bacardi 1.
And Hennessy. 151 Hennessy.
Blackhen.
Damn, Rona. Dude,
I think I'm
Christy,
safe.
Rona and Christy really want to smell that durian.
What?
If you guys.
Did you bring. You had to bring it up too.
Yes!
You guys see the reaction on live, yeah.
I was there. I feel like I have an advantage. This isn't fair.
Then you should be answering these questions.
Whatever.
You guys really want that durian. All right. Oh. This one of you guys have to get. When's Cameron's birthday?
March 28th. That doesn't count as your birthday.
All right, give it to her. I'll give it to her.
Please. All right. All right, looks like Christy has to make a comeback.
How many questions are there?
There's three more.
You came up with questions?
Yeah.
What the
fuck?
Trivia, Rona?
Whose house did we stay at?
Bobby's uncle.
Bradley got it. Two, one. Rona, you're still safe.
Christy, though.
I said it.
It's whoever says it first. So if you guys were paying attention to the previous podcast, what did I have to smell at the end of the first podcast?
My fuck.
What?
I should know this.
I didn't watch that.
Yeah, you smell like belly button.
So, 3, 2, 1. All right, Christy, can I make the comeback? This is the last question.
Wait, no. 3, 2. Oh, okay. It's
between. This is the last question. I'm not going to answer this. You guys are safe.
Oh, my God.
This podcast was special because who couldn't be in it?
Okay, Xavier.
Ooh. I think.
Ooh, that was close.
Ooh. I'm going to give it to Rona because she's mad at him.
That's fair.
Hate you, Xavier.
Get that durian.
All right.
Oh, wait, hold on. I need to get the clap track.
Where's the durian?
Safe.
Are you going to bring up the durian? Or?
Yeah, no, I don't have it.
You don't have it? Durian.
Those things are out of season.
Okay.
Yeah, what? This is an IOU.
An IOU?
Yeah, this just means you have to be on the next show.
Alright.
When we have the durian.
You smell a durian next show?
I'm pretty sure we're going to have a durian next show.
Oh, I'm pretty sure we're just going to forget about it. So.
It's fine.
Next show's going to be weebles.
Yeah, I mean, if we bring the durian in, you're going to smell it. Everyone's going to smell it.
It's
just like, damn, son, where'd you find this?
All right. That was great.
Thanks for listening, guys. That was another episode of Live from the Millie. And, I don't know, you want to say
anything? We'll see you in a couple weeks.
We'll see you in a couple weeks.
Is that the schedule now?
It seems like that's where it's going.
If you guys want to find our older episodes, you can look on our iTunes. Just search for Live from the Millie. Mm-hmm. Because SoundCloud has. Yeah, we're on iTunes now.
Yeah. Oh, wait, shit. I'm not ready for this.
Oh, what the fuck are you doing, Chad?
Chad. Fired. Figure it out. You're fired, Chad. Okay,
hold on. Who's
Chad? Chad's the producer.
No.
We're on iTunes, yay!
We're on iTunes! Alright, guys, so that's where you guys can find our old episodes. And thanks for listening.
Follow us on SoundCloud, and this ending track is by Paisley Snipes, my friend. I think that name's retarded.
Paisley Snipes.
Brad Paisley and Wesley Snipes, come on.
Alright.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening, guys. See you guys in a few weeks.